Again, Maida Tzvi was supposed to mean to say, Hine L'Shola Marli, means Mar, means Afilu B'Shor Shashigal Loi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hine HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him peace, Mar Loi was bid of him. Since it wasn't from his own Chusim, it was bid of him. Then the Pasuk says, Nasa No Aliyas Tir Katana. So let us make on top of some more room. So it's a Machlekes, Rav Shmuel. Chadam one says, Aliyah Peru Yehoisa. It was like an open upper chamber. The Kiru, and they put a roof on top of it. The Chadam one says, No, Achsad Rugadur Lehoisa. It was like a large porch. The Chokul Lishnaim, and they divided into two.
Porch into two rooms. But this Shleim Laman the Yom Achsadra was an open porch. Hanu Dichtiv Kir, that's why it says, make me a wall. El Laman the Yom Ali was an attic on top. My Kir, what does it mean to make me a wall? It's not a wall. Teresis Shekiruhu, it means put a roof on top of it. This Shleim Laman the Yom Aliyah, Hanu Dichtiv Aliyah, that's what it says, Aliyah means an upstairs, an attic. El Laman the Yom Achsadra, my Aliyah, what does it mean upstairs? Mu'ula Shivabatin. It means Shunamis gave the Navi the best place in the house. Mu'ula Shivabatin, the best part of the house. V'noshimlo Shom Mito. So what did Shunamis put there for the Navi? She put there a Mito, a bed, the Shulchan, the Kisei Menoira. Omer Abayi V'Taymer Rabbi Yitzchok. Haroitza Lehenet Yena Kalisha. You know, as far as Midas goes, when you go to somebody's house, you go to different towns, you have a hetta, you're allowed to eat by people. You're allowed to have enough from people. Like you see Elisha. Elisha went to the town, he stopped over by Shunamis, and he went there, took a bed there, and ate there. It's mutter. There's another meter though, if you want to be naive. Vishayna writes to Lehenes, Al Yahana. If you don't want to have enough from anybody else, only take from yourself, you should know you're allowed to do this also. You're not called the Bagaivanik. It's also a meter. Kishmur Haramasi, like Shmur HaNavi. Shenamur Shavasai Haramasa Kisham Beisai. His Shmuel returned to Ramasa, that was his house. What does it mean there was his house? Wherever Shmuel went, he always took his house with him. That means the Moshe never took from any place else, from anybody else. He went to some places, always was self-sufficient. So Drashi, Haroitzalahenes, Mishelacherim Yehenna. Vienis of Adovish. No, it's a Mida, you're allowed to, there's no Issa. Kelisha, Kemoshim Sinna, Valisha Shenena. The right to Shlelahenis, Rashi Mishal Acherim, Al Yehena, Vien Vidover Loimishum Gathas Ruach Loimishum Sinna. Hey, some more you can think it's a bad Mida. It's a Mida, you're Bagaivinik, and you'll be, make Sinna. People come to hate you. Shnor, if you do with the Shem Shemayim, you have before God on Nen Migiya Kapoi, you do the Shem Shemayim, you only want to have an awe from Yom Migiya Kapoi, it's also Mida you're allowed to. Ki Shmur Ramosi, Kamashi Mitzinu be Shmur Ramosi, Shlelot Lehenis. Kisham Beisai, Liel Menek, Sevahoyim, Midei Shana Vishana. Visavev Bayez El Vihamitzvah, Vishavat Exil. It's every year he used to take his journey around Klai Yisot to be Mishpat. Visamachle, Shuvas Ramosa, Kisham Beisai. Vichien Yadeh, Kisham Beisai. So what's the first thing? He came back to Ramosa, and that was his house. Peter, that was his house. Elo Akula Makaimus the Krod Liel Minai Koi. It means to say, wherever he went, all the places he stopped off, Shekol Mokim Shoya Hoylech, Sham Hoya Naisa Kol Klitash Mishoi, Vayis Imoi, Vioyoch, and Yosoi, and Amish took his tent with him, and all of Kalim with him. So, Hennes Menachem, he didn't want to have any enough from anybody else. So, there was such a meter like that. Vatoymer El Ishi, Hinen No Yadati, Kishal Kim Kodishu. Hey, Shunamis, the lady said, go tell this person, tell my husband that, yeah, that this, the Novi is a Kodesh Elokim. Omri Rabbi Yosef Urchanina, Mikan, Sheisha, Makaris, Biorchim, Yosef, and Ish. Lady, the wife, understands Orchim to see how Choshev the Erech is more than the husband. That the Isha, she, Shunamis, she told the husband, he's Elisha, is a Novi, an Ish Kodesh. Minish, Kodeshu, with that he's a Kodesh. But Imor Mino Yoda, how did Shunamis know that Elisha was a Kodesh? Ravi Shmuel, Chadomer, Shlerosa, Zvuv, Oyrosh, Chonai. It's not like Mamish Nisim. There were flies in the room and pumped around Elisha when he sat down to eat, no fly came. As when she was eating and her husband, there were flies bothering them. Pumped near Elisha, there was no fly. So she knew he's a special person. The Chadomer, Sadin Shel Pishtin, had Tziyah Mitosah. The sheet, that he, the bed that he slept on, was made from Pishtin, from flax. Lerosa Keri Ola. Samela Kodeshu. She was marked that the sheet was clean. There was no, he wasn't there. No Keri. No Zera came out in the middle of the night. So that's called the Kodesh. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Hu Kodesh Abo Mishasa in the Kodesh. Elisha was a Kaddish. Of the Gechazi, his Mesheris wasn't a Kaddish. The Pasuk says, Vayigash Gechazi Lahotfa. He went near her, the Shunammis. Amr Rabbi Yosef of Chanina, She'ochsa Bohoid Yofia. Means he grabbed on to Rashi Bohoid Yofia B'dadeha. He grabbed on to her breast. That's what Gechazi did. So it was an Aziz, it wasn't nice. He wasn't a Kaddish. Oiver Aleinu Tomit. It says he went past us and Tomit Keseda. So Pasha means that every time Elisha came to the city, he came in to sleep by this room of Shunammis. What does Tomit mean? Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov. Kol HaMa'arech Talmud Chokim B'Tech Beisei. Whoever lets a Talmud Chokim come into his house, you make him an Erech by you. Om Ma'aneum and Chosev. And the Talmud Chokim has a Noor from you and the Chosim. Mavel of Akosev Kilu Makrif Temidim. And as if you bought a Korban Tomit. So that's what Shunammis was saying. Whenever Elisha came and stayed over my house, it was as if I brought a korban tumit. Yom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Rabbi Loza Ben Yaakov, Al Yamed Ogen B'mokim Gevoya V'yispalo. When you daven, you can't stand on a high place. Now this talocha is either on the ground. If the ground is 3 tvachim high, like a little hill, or a mountain, you're not supposed to step on top of 3 tvachim of ground. Ela B'mokim Noma, on a low place. V'yispalo, Shenemar, Mimamakim Kirasicha. Mimamakim means from a low place. So the deek is Mimamakim, like a double ocean. So one thing would be, don't follow in the high place. But it says Mimamakim, a double ocean, and it should be in a makam nomach. His metchila, not only in a high place, not, but the metchila should be in a low place. That's the Mimamakim, like a double ocean. Kirasicha Hashem.
The Pharaoh would even seem that Mimamakim would mean from the depth, which would mean that it's from sort of a bar or something.
Right, right, that's what we're saying, right,
so
right.
You need to say that you have to find
the lowest
level. Right.
Even if it's a bar? Right. But there is a chshivas and davening in a low place, right. Pashtetz, in the shul, you don't have it. But there would be a place right in the room. The lowest place would be a better place to daven. Tanya Nami Hochi. Lo yamed adam lo yagabe kiseh. Don't stand on top of a chair. Lo yagabe shafu. That's a stool, a footstool. Lo yamokim gevoye v'yispalo. Ella b'mokim nomach. Pick the lowest place to daven v'yispalo. So if you shen gevoye of neyamokim. But in front of Hashem there's no bagayva. Shenemim mimamakim prosich Hashem. Oksid, another person says, filo leyoni kieta. And when you daven to Hashem, it still looks like an oni. V'yam Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina. Mishum Avloza ben Yaakov. Hamispalo, when you're davening Shmon Esrei, Tzorech Shiechaven Esraglev. Means your 2 feet should be next to one another. Shenem of Raglehem Regu Yeshorah. Their feet look like one straight regal. Shash Raglehem Regu Yeshorah, Nirun to Regalechem. So some of Farshim say is they're supposed to look like Melochim. A Melochim only has 1 foot. And some say you're supposed to be going to a Kayin. The Kayin Bishasta Veide, he wasn't allowed to make a Psisas Raglehem. He's not allowed to separate his feet too much. Because he says they didn't wear underpants, or they wear like a dress. So it says not nice for the rich spot to see his over. So when the Kohen walked, he always walked the 2 feet right next to one another. That's why when we're davening, the Rebbeinu Yonah says, supposed to be like a Kohen, that 2 feet should be close to one another. The Yom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, Mishum Lazar Ben Yaakov, Ma'id Yechsev, Lai Soichlu Al Hadam, don't eat on blood, means Lai Toichlu Koidim Shei Tespalel Al Dimchem. That means don't daven, don't eat before you first daven for your own blood, daven for yourself. The eat of the army of Rabbi Yitzchum, Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Vishim Loza Ben Yaakov, Kol Oichol, Vishoyse, some man eats or drinks. The Yachakach Mespaul and then eats, the davens, all of Akos of Oimer, the Oisi, Hishlachto, Achrai, Gavecha. As you threw me away from Gavecha, like from your goof, from your body. Is Vidashin Al Tikri Gavecha, Ela Goyecha. As if you became a bagayvenik. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, liyachas shenizgo zeh, kibul ol of malchus shemayim. As if this person went to first take care of himself, to feed himself, to eat and drink, then he goes to daven. That's not nice. So it's brought down. These are 2 tamim why you shouldn't eat before davening. Eat after posle leteichlu al dimchem, leteichlu al hadam. Because this person not to be a bagayvenik. So it's brought down that if to take a drink, it's mutter. You're allowed to drink water, and even though Ochid is brought down, if you want to take a tea or coffee, you're not supposed to put sugar into a coffee because it's about gaivenik. But it's brought down the mice you're allowed to, because today it's no gaivenik. That's the way you drink coffee today. You can't drink coffee without sugar. I once asked Rav Rosen in Bnei Brak, tell me about the Heinz, you could take a coffee with sugar also. It's not called you doing extra something special before davening. So there's a hetter to drink before davening, because you need it, you can't daven. Who would then, if somebody's mamish wakes up, he's mamish hungry and he's faint, and he can't daven, if you can eat now, because you can't daven otherwise, it's also a hetter. But it means that the normal person, that he could daven first, the time you want to hop a bite first, that's also to do. That's like a bagaivenik. First you take care of yourself, and then you go daven. But that is to take a drink or take a coffee, that's pushing Sarah Thriller. You need it to be able to daven, no be
at it. Well, here actually it's marked with
Ochel Dishos. Here, so
Shaysa.
Okay. Well, usually Shaysa a lot of times means like beer or wine, or Choshaba drinks usually mean. Sarah, you're not supposed to, because that's their gaiva to do. But the amount to do is take a portion of drink. Like water, simple drink is mutter. Now here, your lashon, I think Lalach has brought down either one by itself is also. So for that shtiyah is also means a bagaivadika type of shtiyah, a shot, a drink, a meshnaps, or beer. But water.
They don't understand what you're doing, Shabbos and Kfayel?
No.
Again, the fire of Shabbos, which is having to come much longer.
Yeah, so it's saying it depends what you are. I mean, there's a mishnah brings down, if the person is cholish, is weak, and he sees he can't daven, then it has to take a little bit.
If you can make Kiddush after Shabbos, can't you, right before Lane? And you can eat.
Yeah, but usually you don't do that, though. The best thing is take a coffee. No, you can manage with it. Put another sugar, another spoonful of sugar in there.
Can you eat in the morning if you can't hold out the whole davening?
Yes, I'm saying, right, then you have to, right?
Oh, he's not hungry now, but later on
he'll
be hungry.
If he knows he won't be able to go through davening, right, he'll be very cholish, very weak, then you're allowed to, right? Because that's not called gaiva then. That's the pshat is you can't daven otherwise. So that's called tzarech achila. Right? That the Mishnah says the Yeshua Imeh Ad Yimushois. The Yeshua says how long, when does Man Kriyishma end? There are 3 hours of the day. Omer Yudah Mashmur, Halacha Krab Yeshua, that's how we pass him. That the first 3 hours is the Man Kriyishma. Hakorim Mikan Vienach Lehivsit. If you say Kriyishma after the first 3 hours, Lehivsit. And the Mishnah says it's like a person that's Kareya Batoya. Omer Rab Chizdo Amar Marukvel, who Bavach Loyoma Yoitzer Or. You should know you can't say the bracha yitzur anymore. If there's man krishma, you can't say the brichas krishma. But for the more meisvei, hakori mikan vielech lehifsid kodem shukareya b'torah. That if you say krishma after the 3 hours, it's like you're learning Torah. And the brisa says avam avorach u'shtayim lefunel v'yachas lechreel. You could make the brichas of krishma. The more tiyufta the rabchidot tiyufta. The steer the tiyufta the rabchidot, and that's where we passed him. That if you say daven at a morning Shabbos, if you daven in shul 9 o'clock minyan, it's after the Zman Krishma. So what you're supposed to do is say Krishma before you go to shul. But then later, when you daven in shul, you're allowed to say Krishma with the brachas again, because we hold the brachas Krishma is totally in the same Zman when Zman Tefillah is. It's the 4th hour. You could also say brachas Krishma. This is really a riot for Rashba's chant that he holds. Brachas Krishma is not called a bracha on the mitzvah Krishma. It's a tefillah v'kalocha. So the Rabbanu will mistake this tefillah next to Krishma. The right from this halacha is even the 4th hour when it's not a zman Krishma, you can still say the brachas Krishma because it's still a zman tefillah. Here's to the Rav Chizdi. Ika the yam yom Rav Chizdi omer marukva. My lehifsid. What does it mean? He doesn't lose out. Lehifsid brachas. That's the Pshat al Mishnah even. You don't lose out, you're allowed to say Birchas Krishma. Because Birchas Krishma is not a Krishna Dik Alocha, it's a Tfilu Dik Alocha. And Zman Tfilu is the first 4 hours. Tanya Nami Hochi, Hakorim Mikan Vienach Lehivsit, Kodim Shekareya Batoiro, Ava Mavoruch Ushtar Lefnei Adyachas Lecharel. Omer Rav Mani, Godol Hakorim Krishma B'yoynosa, somebody says Krishma in this man the first 3 hours, Yoyser, it's more Choshem Meyoysik Batoiro. Then you are learning Torah. Midiktoni akur mekan vienach lehivsit kiyotem akur b'Torah. Says you to say Krishna in the 4th hour, it's not worse off than somebody saying Torah. Hakurei b'Torah. Mechlal etzaraya to kareya b'yaynos adim. Mashri, you say Krishna, this manner is greater than saying Krishna, than just learning. Now Torah is poshut, because Krishna itself is Torah. And you also have the mali doing a mitzvah Krishna. So you have 2 in 1. When you say Krishna, this man is other than Stam learning Torah. It's 2 in 1. Trashi Akura Mikan Virgo Hifsid, Shrehu Kodem Shakareya Achas Mikola Parashisha B'Torah. It's like you're learning Torah right now. You have schar like you're learning Torah. Krishma is also Torah. But you say, if it's mana, you have two. You have two in one. You have the Mrs. Krishma also. So the Mishnah. Beishamai Oimrim Ve'erev Kolodim Yita Ve'yikra. Beishamai holds in the Pesach says B'shoch B'chod means mamash. When you lay, you say Krishma is lying down. You have to be yate, turn down V'yikra. Ubaboykir in the morning it says Ubukumecha means yama. You have to stand up when you say Krishma. Shenema Ubashoch B'chod Ubukumecha. Ubeithil Oimrim Beithil holds that we hold Alocha Kolodim Kirei Kedarka. No, you're allowed to say Krishma standing, sitting, any way you want. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Ovelechtucha baderech." Even going in the derech, you're allowed to say Krishma. Mashma, any way you want. There's no akpod of b'shach b'chol b'kumecha. In kains like peitzilo, lo manemu b'shach b'chol b'kumecha. Why does the Torah say b'shach b'chol b'kumecha? We dash like this. B'shasher b'nei yodim sheichvim. That's when it's man Krishma. And mashma, this halacha we bade us before that even after oilas hashachar, until it's before neitachama, you're still the b'yevah that allowed to say Krishma shalaylo. Because it's still is manashchida, people are still sleeping then. And what does the kumecha mean? Or v'shoa shebnei adam oidim, at a time when people get up. That's what the Torah says v'shoach b'chol b'kumecha. It means the zmanim of Krishma, but not the derech. What matzah do you have to be when you're saying? I feel the left of the derech. Omer Reb Tarfin, ani hi yisi bo b'derech. I was once going on the derech. V'hotisi likroes kediva v'shamay. Got into his head. He wants to be makpun now to say Krishma like Beishamai. And he wanted to lie down Badafka. So it was Krishma Shalaila. So he got off his horse, he got off his chamor to lie down. The Sakan to the Yatsmith now listen. And he put himself into Mokum Sakana, listen with him. So Rambam learned the Sakana was not because he didn't listen, he did not like Beisilum. But Tosha, getting off your horse and the Mokum listen, you put yourself into Mokum Sakana there. And Omrullah, they told him, you should know, if you would have got killed, something would have happened to you, you would have been mechayev for yourself. Like, you caused it upon yourself. Shavata, who asked you to do like Beishamai, you're supposed to listen to Beishamai. So since you were over the Divrei Beishamai, for going off your horse and putting yourself with the Makam Sakona, there's no hector for that. That's the way the Rambam learns. But Ben Yonah learned, the Sakona was the Averi you did. That you did not like Beishilu. Together now you are doing like you're being Murrah, you want to do a loch of the Farish like Beishamai. So you're saying you're going exactly to Negev Beishilu. For that alone, you're Chayiv Misa. That's what Ben Yehuda says. We'll see this in the Gemara soon. The Drasha Yita Al Tidoi. So Beishamai says, at night you have to say Krishma leaning down. Uveshoch Bechor, Dera Shiva, that's why you have to say Krishma. Yamar in the morning, the Sibu Bechamecha. Beisil says no kedarkei oy bekimo oy beshivo oy beshivo oy mahalach. That the full way the pasuk says beshivo. Let's go over there. We shall go bekamecha. Any way you want to say Krishna. Furthermore, bishloim the Beisilel come for shitamayu v'taymi the Beishamai. His Beisil says pshat in both sukim. Uveshoch b'chov v'kamecha zot Beisil means the zman shchiven zman kima. Why do I say you have to say Krishna anyway? Because the pasuk says uvelech to chabadera. So the Tzilu says Pshatan himself and Pshatan the Pasuk of Beishamai. Ela Beishamai, my timely Yamaka Beisilu. Is Beisilu as a Pasuk of Lech Tuchob HaDerech. Mashmi can say Krishma even when you're going to Derech. So why don't you Beishamai dashen like Beisilu already that you can say Krishma any way you want. I, B'shoch B'chob Adu Kamecho means this man like Beisilu. Amri Lech Beishamai is that Beishamai no. In Cain, if the Pasuk of B'shoch B'chob Kamecho means to tell us the Zmanim of Krishna, name before the Pasuk should have said, Ba'boikir uva erev. It should have said, say Krishna Ba'boikir, and say Krishna Ba'erev. My B'shoch B'chol B'kamecha, how come the Pasuk says, Aloshin of Shchiva and Kimar, that means to tell me, B'shah Shchiva, Shchiva Mamish. At night time, Krishna is only going to be Yitzah if you're leaning or lying down. Or B'shah Kimar in the morning, Kimar Mamish. That's why I help Beishamai. So Beishamai says it, Uveshoch B'chol Kamecha only meant the Zman, it should have said Derev and Babaika. What's that? Beishoch B'chol, the Torah is Matzei V'dafka on Beishoch B'chol. So this is the Achreinim, the famous Kashir, Shagasai, the Neishur, the Mermisodi, all this. What does Beishamai say? The Pasuk she said, Babaika Derev. The whole Perek was saying Chedushim, that since the Krishma toli nebeshach b'chor, it's not toli in Laila, it's toli when people sleep. Therefore we say even in the morning after Olas HaShachar, you can still be yaitzeh Krishma shalayla. Why? Because people are still sleeping then. So what's Beis Shammai's time that the Pesach should have said the break of Erev? If it would have said Erev, that means like Laila. I would say, when is Krishma? Dafka night time. When is Krishma in the morning? Dafka Beikir. I wouldn't know then 3 hours of the day. Fakir, Beikir, the Domit Shashachar, he could bring us to Chatzais. I would say Beikir can bring us till 12 o'clock. And we dash into the Kamecha means as man when people get up in the morning, is the first 3 hours. So what's Beis Shammai's time that should say the break of Erev? The Gan Taloch, we had all first parak was like this. Then we shock because we come back. We have gone to love with Krishna. So yes, if I can show, this is a bit of a shreya, thank you. You heard one thing that you have to say, maybe Beis Shammai didn't know that Allah is there. Beis Shammai does know from those drushes of Shach Mechav Gmecho that man Krishna is Mishana because you go boss to Shkiva. Beis Shammai himself holds that man Krishna is only told in Lila anyway. So if it's only told in Lila anyway, it's a good kasha. The Pasuk already should have said Babaykir and Beru. They blame by kasha. No, I'm not saying Zlicha, it's a kasha. I'm saying it's a good kasha. I'm saying maybe they hold like that. If they held like that, then it wouldn't be Shreya the kasha. Then they say, since that's the locker anyway, so the apostle should have said the Baikir of Erev. So it's a kasha. I don't think they answer too much. Blame by kasha. What? Yeah, that's. So Rami Sada once said from Yishalmi is Mashma the Shita, that a Baikir means the first 3 hours. Even the Bavli holds that Baikir means till Chatzais, Yishalmi holds until the first 3 hours. So maybe Beis Shammai hears and Baveki also means the first 3 hours. Oh, it's a Deichi. It's a good cash. But call upon, we understand Beis Hillel and Swain. Oh, Beis Shammai, yeah. So that's why Beis Shammai gets out of Beis Shach Mechav Kamecha. For the Gemara, Beis Shammai Yabahai V'lechtucha Baderech Mayovidlu. I, Beis Hillel says, the Pesach says, V'lechtucha Baderech, you have a right to say Krishna even when you're working. That's not Kima, that's not Shiva. And for Beis Shammai, who me boilu for different Rosh Lagamri. Likiratan, you learned in a braisa, the shir tzucha b'zai secho, pratli oisik the mitzvah. That when do you have a chiyat to say Krishna? When you're doing your own things. But when you're oisik in a mitzvah, the klal is oisik the mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, you don't have to say Krishna. Another thing is, v'lech tzucha b'derech, is pratli chosin. That even the chosin, the night of this chasna, he's potter for saying Krishna. Mikan Omru, from here we made Alokham, Hakunas is a psula, somebody's marriage is a psula, it's the first time he's being boiled on Isha, is Potter, Allah the first time, Navish Avi, I was going to say Avish is a psula, is Potter. He's Potter the same Krishma. He has Amona Chayyid, but if he marries an Amona, she's a bull already, then he's Chayyid to say Krishma. So there's two psukim here. One Pasuk is Oisik the mitzvah, is Potter in a mitzvah. There's another Pasuk for Chosin. That a chosin that the chasin the night is also potem saying Krishna, and there are two different chedushim here. I said the mitzvah poshim means your mom is doing a mitzvah. You're shaking lulav right now, and an oni comes. You want to give him tzaka. You potem from giving him tzaka. I'm doing one mitzvah now. I have no chiyah to stop doing this mitzvah. And even if you want to stop doing, you're not allowed to stop doing. When you're doing one mitzvah, you have to continue finish that mitzvah. Then you worry about another mitzvah. That's one posse. A chosin is a tremendous chiddush. A chosin is not really being oisik in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is meduah at night time, the first bee, when you boil the isha, that's the bee's mitzvah. So the whole night time before is not really doing the mitzvah. But the word is his machshav in his mind, he's thinking about that mitzvah. It bothers him. So Kuntz says he can't have kavanah to have kavanah for Krishma. Because right now he's thinking about a night time. Because if she's a psula, the pshat is, he's afraid to become a kushivcha. Since she never had bee yet, there's the psulim there, he's afraid when he goes in and breaks the psulim, maybe he'll hurt himself. Vashenka namona means a bula already, she's not a psula, there he's not afraid, doesn't bother him so much. For the four and a half chasta was a psula, to break a psulim, you're worried about it, maybe you'll hurt yourself. So it bothers him the whole night, he can't think about doing Saint Krishna. So Bazei, what do we need a pasuk for? The pshat is like this. Really the chosin, if we would tell him, you have to say Krishna now. So he Avada could push off his mind for 5 minutes, don't think about that, and he could say Krishna. Kamash from the Pasuk, no. Since he's thinking now about the Maisa Bia tonight, which will be a mitzvah, he's thinking about a mitzvah, he has no chiyah to do other mitzvahs. That's also considered oisik the mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. If you have a machshava, you're thinking about doing a mitzvah, that's hard for you to do, you also put it from doing mitzvahs. That's the second chiddush. Let's see Rashi. How do we know it? So what do I need a second pasuk for? Said Rashi, Ila Kro Yisrael, without the extra pasuk, Lenafkulon Mikro Kama, I would not know from the first pasuk. The Chivon Daisek the Mitzvah like Siv Bekro Behedja, and the Miyuta Biyamahu, the Kodashin Mibesro, the Matina and Minei Oisek the Melechis Mitzvah. From the first pasuk, I would say only if you're Oisek in the Melechis Mitzvah, means you're shaking the Lulu, you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, that's when you part from another Mitzvah. The Ika Tirda, Abu Chosun, the Tirda, the Machshava Biyamahu, Shemachashav al Eisek Besulim. But the chosin, the whole night time throughout the chosin, is not really doing a mitzvah. He's only thinking about how he's going to make the bee at night when he has to break the psulim not to become a koshivcho. Ilav pro yisrael lo yismayit. If not for the yaksha postik, I would say, tell the chosin, stop thinking about that for 5 minutes and say krishma. But now that we have the postik, no. That's called an oisik the mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to stop this mitzvah and do other mitzvahs. Hakonis is a psulz rashi poter, she deterred the machshev as bila mitzvah. His boy absolutely you potter, because you're thinking about the bias mitzvah. Now Shane came by Amon, since she's a bull already, it's not such a, it's not so gefährlich, he's not worried about it so much. Chai. Now for the Gemara. My mashma, how do we know from these psukim, this ptur of Isaac the mitzvah is potter? Trashi, my mashma, pratli Isaac the mitzvah, omer apopo ki derech, vidashin vlech techo ba derech, ma derech rishus. Just like going in the way. Usually you're strolling down the road. And that the Torah says, say Krishma. Is that called Rishus? Any time you're doing your own mitzvah, your own doing, you're mechuyev to do Krishma. Mashenken, if you're doing a mitzvah, it's not called Rishus, then you're potter from Krishma. Fred Gemara, is that true? Nili askin in the kozel with our mitzvah. Who says let's go back means you're only going for your own walk? You're going to shul, you're going to learn. So the Adalich is also mitzvah. And so the Torah says you have to say Krishma. The afil hokiyam rachmona likri. For the morim came, lichter rachmona b'sheves uvelechet. Mai b'shif techo uvelech techo. We dashin b'sheves tidoch. When you're sitting and doing things for yourself, that's when you have to say Krishma. Uvelechet tidoch. When you're walking for your own sake. Who the mechayeves? That's when you're mechuyev to say Krishma. Or the mitzvah. But when you're Isaac, and not your own doing, you're Isaac and doing something for Hashem, you're doing mitzvahs anyway, namus patira. That's the drasha from b'shiftecho over lechtecho. For the Gemara Yehochi, Yoy Bazoi, afilu kainas as amon anami, it's time you're being Isaac in a mitzvah, so afilu an amon should also be doing a mitzvah. And the Gemara, high torrid, violet torrid. No, you're marrying amon, it's true, you're doing a mitzvah, but you have no tirda, you're not worried about anything. So you could do the mitzvah. But Shankin, by a besula, there you're afraid about breaking the besulim, there you're torn. So you have a lot of machshava bothering you, your Porsche can't have machshava to say Krishma. Fred Gemara, if that's the chilek yimishum tirda, if it's just because you have things on your mind, so bezoya filu tovus v'nasa v'yam, you had a bad business deal, you lost $1 million today. So it's bothering you, your svina drowned in the ocean, you should be caught from Krishma, I can't have kavana today. And we say no, you should know when it comes to Krishma, stop thinking about your loss. And say Krishma. So here also, let's tell the chosin, stop thinking about the deer and say Krishma. Maybe it's like a true. If you lost your svina, say you put from saying Krishma. Now if you have machshavas in a bad business day today, you put from Krishma. For the modern name, Alom Ramar Baba Bazav the Omarav. Ovel, even when you came in Ovel, you see you lost the mace, for who you feel terrible. For Nezvegen Chaye Bechola Mitzvah Amoras Potero. A novel after the Kvuras, after his anointing, after the Kvuram, he has the chiyuv to do all the mitzvahs. Chutz minat tefillin. The first day, a novel is potter from tefillin. Shreinema ben per. It says by tefillin is a beautiful thing. Shreinema perecha chavash alecha. Mashenkin an ovel is m'ulo by offer, so it's not nice that an ovel should put on tefillin. He's only potter from tefillin. But sham mitzvahs is m'chuyiv. I a novel as tirda, it bothers him a lot. He just left Rechmon Tzlan somebody. So you have tirda. The Torah says, "Hosem Torah tirda the mitzvah, hocho Torah tirda rishus." That's the Torah. You need two machshavas to part to you. You have to have a machshava of a mitzvah and your Torah in that machshava. So when you marry your besula, you're thinking about making the bia at night. That bia is a bia mitzvah, and also it's a lot of tirda. You're worried about how you break the besulim. So that's a tirda of a mitzvah that part is you. Mashenke, if you start out a bad business deal, it's not a true you have tirda, but it's not a tirda of mitzvah. So now let me tell you, you have to stop thinking and say Krishna. When you marry an amona, even though you're doing a mitzvah, but there's no tirda there. Since there's no tirda there, you're not potter. It's the only potter with two conditions. It has to be a tirda, something's bothering you in your mind, and it's a tirda of a mitzvah. So the Gemara Beis Shammai, how does he know this? Well, Beis Shammai, whom he boil away, krat l'shluche mitzvah.
Someone
that goes this, who doesn't. Well, the Bach says it doesn't make too much sense. What the Moskash now be Shammai. So the Bach says we take this out. To the Rishus, Timchez Dev, this is Rishon Vachim, and to the Rishut of 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 It's not saying you could say Krishma when you walk in the street. It's only telling you that the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. But if you're going on the street, you can't say Krishma according to Beis Shammai. Because in daytime, you have to say Krishma dafka standing. And at night, you have to dafka say Krishma yata when you're leaving down. Tana Rabbanan. Beitilu einrim, eindim v'koirin, v'yoshvim v'koirin. That's what we hold halacha. Any way you want, you can say Krishma. Or matim v'koirin. Holchen b'derech v'kurin, oisim b'lachtel v'kurin. Whichever way you want, you can do it according to Beis Hillel. O ma'aseh Reb Yishmael, Reb Elazar ben Azariah, shayim nesuvim b'makom echad, they were sitting in one place. For how Reb Yishmael muta, Reb Yishmael was leaning, Reb Elazar ben Azariah zokif, Reb Elazar ben Azariah was standing up. Kiva shagiyah z'man krishma, it came z'man krishma, is hita Reb Elazar, Reb Elazar leaned down, it became krishma shalayla, So Reb Elazar wants to do like Beis Shammai.
All right, we'll stop there.